We our time is pretty well spent. I've got a short version and a long version of my message tonight. You're going to get the short version. I thought, and it was just as we go to the Lord's table tonight, I thought it would be well to reflect upon that position from which we have come and recognizing what our God has done. I had two passages of Scripture, one from the Old and one from the New. We'll just go to the New Testament passage tonight. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. This is a chapter that deals with the position that we have as believers. It's a passage that talks about that which we were in the past, the destitute position we were in the past. You know, as when we come to the Lord's table, we want to come with a heart that is centered upon our Lord Jesus Christ and a recognition of what and a remembrance of what He has done for us. I'm not going to present anything new to you tonight, but just to bring to your mind. As a reminder, as we would be approaching the Lord's table tonight and participating in this together, it's because of what we share together in Christ. And part of what we share together is that we have each come from a destitute position. When you look at these first verses, it says, "And you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." There he's laying out, Paul is laying out here for the Ephesians, that they would remember from where they have come, that they would remember that we were dead in our trespasses and sins. You walked according to this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. We're following after not recognizing being satanic, but recognizing that we're following in the ways of Satan. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. We see the awful things that are going on and the increasing of wickedness that is around us. And this is part of being according to the prince of the power of the air, according to the working that is there in the children of disobedience. We were children of disobedience. It says, "Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." We've heard the statement made. Some have made it. They made this statement, "But by the grace of God, there go I." Some have made that statement maybe kind of flippantly. Others recognize sincerely and deeply, but by the grace of God, that's where we would be. That's where we would be. Recognize, what happens as we follow on in sin? What happens as we continue in sin? It just takes us deeper and deeper. It takes us deeper into bondage and further into bondage. We see a society around us that is being bound more and more and deceived in the wickedness and the sinfulness of man, and it disturbs us. But by the grace of God, that's us. That's where we're the same ones. We're made out of the same stuff that they are. But we've been loved. But we've been loved. Look at these next verses. Verses 4 and 5. "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he's quickened us together with Christ. For by grace are ye saved. We're loved. God, who's rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. It is the love of God that has brought us out from there, from where we were. It is the love of God that has been bestowed upon us. That is, though that was our destitute position, yet it is out of his love that we are, and we're in the place that we are, as far as being able to come together as a people together to recognize what the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished for us, to recognize the great love of our God. And you go down to verses 8 and 10 of this passage. It says, "For by grace you're saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." In his love, the great love of our God, he bestowed upon us this gift. He has, in his great love, he has created in us a new creation, a new creature that we are able to not be walking in the ways of our flesh of the past, that we have that victory. It is out of his love that he has done that. We go on down to the 16th verse, and as we're looking at the love of our Lord and our God, it says that, "And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby." In God's great love, knowing that we were at enmity, that we were enemies of God, that we, as going in the flesh according to the spirit of Satan and his working in this earth, in part of an earth, as we are, we're under the judgment of God, we're under the damnation of God, but that he wanted to reconcile us to God. It is out of his love, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body, by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. There we see the love of God expressed in his giving of that body and giving of that blood that he has done. And so, in the 17th verse, "And came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh." He came and preached peace to us. It was out of his love and his care for us, that he came and he preached peace to us. He's given to us that we could and he brought that understanding to our hearts and minds. He gave us that faith to believe in him. He's preached and given us that opportunity. It is out of his love. It's out of his love that he did that. That's the way we're supposed to go out, isn't it? It should be out of love for the souls of men. It should be out of our love and care for them. And that is, as was expressed, one of you expressed here, just to be able to go and to be at somebody's door and to smile and show to them your care, that you're there because you really care. Not just because I got a job to do. I got to get so many things on these doors. Man, I got to get all of these doors so we can do it. But no, it's the people behind the doors, isn't it? It's that love. And that's the love that God has had for us. That's the love that he came and preached to us. What is the result of that? The result of that is the privileged position. The privileged position that we have. As I was going through this, I jumped on from verse 5, but let's go back to verse 6 that we jumped over there. It says, "And he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." He has given us an exalted position. raised us up to set together in heavenly places. That in the ages to come, that he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. We have a privileged position. We have been raised up to set together with him in heavenly places. And that's just the beginning. That in the ages to come, that he might show to us, that he might show to us the exceeding riches of his grace. We haven't even begun to see and understand the things that God has for those that are his own. The wondrous position that we have. The blessedness of what I don't even know what I'm talking about. He hasn't revealed that yet. But it's the exceeding riches of his grace that is to come. What a blessed thing. We set together. He has raised us up in heavenly places. And then if we go down to the 18th verse where we left off there, and as I was reading, and we see here more of that privileged position. For through him we have access by one Spirit unto the Father. We have access unto the Father. We were talking this morning about Jesus Christ, our great high priest, who has given us access to the Father. You can come boldly before the throne of grace. You have access to the Father. He goes on, now therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners. No, we're not that he's talked about there in the first part. But we're fellow citizens with the saints. Fellow citizens with the saints. He's given us a new family. We're of the household of God. We who were the enemies of God, we who had enmity with him, are now of the household of God, adopted into the family of God. The privileged position that we have and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple unto the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. The church is God's building. We are part, yes, of the family of God, of the household of God. We are with Christ being the chief cornerstone and build upon the foundation there of the apostles and the prophets. We're part of the church of Jesus Christ that he's building. We're part of that building. As it says in 1 Corinthians 3, ye are God's building. What a blessed thing, the privileged position that we have as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. So go back thinking again just briefly through that. And the other passage I was going to deal with was going to be a passage in Ezekiel where there was an illustration of some of those same points. But just think through them. Your destitute, damned position that you were in, and yet you were loved. You were loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. And you've been given eternal life, a new life in Christ, not just a place that's not going to be in hell, but an extremely privileged position as being part of the household of God, being a part of that. Of that, you know, you read of the those prophets in the Old Testament. You read of the apostles in the New. And we see that Jesus Christ, it's all built upon the cornerstone of Jesus Christ, and we are part of that eternal plan of God, the privileged position that we have. Let us not take lightly that which God has so graciously and lovingly done for us as believers in Christ. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the preciousness of your word. And Lord, as we approach the Lord's table tonight, Lord, it is there symbolically to show us that great love and that position that has been given to us, having been cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, may this be a time of worship of Thee, even as we would partake of these elements. Lord, help us not to come and partake of this with a heart that is hard, but Lord, with a heart that is coming appreciative, in thanksgiving, having dealt and submitted ourselves unto Thee, not harboring sin in our lives, but allowing You to cleanse us and to give us victory. Lord, we're part of that wondrous family of God, and how we thank You for it. And now, Lord, we just ask You to be here in our midst, even as You've promised to be as we've come together in Your name. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I thought maybe